Mayandaf Ayin Aleph Amad Aleph. The Rabbi Kiva, I toish besocha my other life. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Kiva, he learns out from Ish Ish that Oral Ketome. So what does he do with toish besocha? Rabbi Lezer didn't have a problem. Rabbi Lezer said that there's nothing to do with it. It's just mufne. It doesn't have a poshet pshat. But Rabbi Kiva says that the din oral ketomei will know from ishish. He doesn't learn the gzeira shabbat toisha besocher. So what is toisha besocher coming to teach us? It can't be speaking about a nevedivri because nevedivri eats a korban pesach. Omar Rav Shmayel asuye arvei mohu begivoyni mohu. It's coming to tell us that an arvei mohu begivoyni mohu, a goy, think about a goy. A goy is not allowed to eat, and the Gemara is saying that he's a mohu because it is an oral type of layout's oral. So a kochoch is mohu. So the Gemara asks, vahani moilem nino, he's mohu. But now we learned in the Mishnah, Koinam Shani Nana La'areilem, the person makes a neder that he won't have a no from Areilem, is Mutta Ba'arla Yisrael, his Mutta is permitted to have a no from Arla Yisrael, because they're not called Areilem, but also B'mayle Oivde Kechovim, and he's also B'mayle Oivde Kechovim, a goy, a fellow animal is called an Oval. Kainem shani nene le moilem. If he said I won't have enough of moilem, muta ba moile oivde kechavim. He's not a mohu. But also ba'ala Yisrael. He's also ba'ala Yisrael because he is called a nimo. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, so you can't say that the pasuk is speaking about an arvi mohu, because an arvi mohu is an oru, and I know from kon oru la yoichel boy that he's not permitted to eat. So why do you need a posik to tell me a guy is not allowed to eat? I know he's not allowed to eat because he's an oru. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Lisuye, my over Rabbi Kiva, I teach you such at the pace of my overlay. Olek, look me, baby, the very cloud. Lisuye, Arvi, the Gibbani Mo, Shloyechel be Pesach. That he shouldn't eat a korban Pesach. Rashi seems it's going on him. Gibbani, Shemume, Shemoyle Natsma. Vani, Moyle Nino, bit me. The Loma Li Lamotino, why did the Torah to be made up? Horeilin Nino, mi kol oro mi mati. So I know he's not allowed to eat from kol oro lo yoichel boy. Ba'arla Yisraelin yin neder, moilin nino, ulgabi neder, and oro Yisrael is called a nimo. Alech achaloshim neodom, Yisrael me kolu areilim, with the chavim le kolu moilim. Let us see Taisvis. Sha'ani nene. Kainim sha'ani nene. Le'gora sha'ini. We're not goyre sha'ini. I won't have a no. Dim kain le'habi neda. That means sha'ini. The difference between sha'ani and sha'ini is as follows. Sha'ani is ma sha'ani nene. What I'll have a no from, I'm putting a kainim. A kainim is an isachevtze. And if a person, a koinim is a loshin kolben, so if a person is matfis, a kedushus koinim, and a chayfitz, he's not allowed to have a no from it. So that's dafkev, there's a chayfitz. She'eini nene is a loshin gavre. I won't have a no. It's not shayach to put a koinim on a pu'ula. You can only put a koinim on a chayfitz. He could say, koinim pi shaloye henne, that my mouth will never know from food. But you can't say sha'ini nene. So Taisa says, legora sha'ini, dim kein loy habe neder, then it's not a neder. Ba'ainu dovo sha'in bei mamish. Sha'in oisar al atzmai klum. The gather of kenomis is yevta afa rasa achepitz on himself. If a person says, I won't sleep, it's nothing. You're not, what are you putting the koinim? Koinim ain't bishine. That's a koinim. I'm putting a koinim. I can't use the eyes to sleep. So memeles, you're putting the koinim on the inayim. So that's, so there's a chayf, it's what the koinim is on. The Gora Sha'ani Nene Kloime Mashani Nene Yelai Koinem. But what I'll have a no, the Chayfitz that I'll have a no from, should be a Koinem. It's a Koinem that I should be unable to have a no from it. Omiyu, Taisu says, you don't have to make a gil, the Gora Sha'ani, the Inderchatana Ledagdik Bulushoinai. The Tane could tell us halachas even shaloi bedik the kedash can make baschad the nedarim koinim shaloi etein pevin lifnei behemtecha. To also to dover shein by mamish it's a peula shaloi etein. You could say koinim yodai militein tevin. B'shuas pekimal arei olai shaloi lechel boso b'shalus tois yaim arei olai you're making a koinim. So and shaloi echel he's speaking about a peula. The town was not medayik bilshoine. Vahani meileninu. So the Gemara asks, Vahani meileninu, was nan koinim shaninen. Ein lahakshe seichi porich minedorim lelishna dikro. So the Gemara Taisus asks, what's the Gemara's kasha? This is Adin and Hilchis Nedorim. That people call a goy an ogel, even though if you're nimo, not nimo, that's lishne b'nei odo. But could be, so he's called an ogel, but the posse could be, he's not called an ogel. People call him an ogel, but he's not called an ogel. To be the dorem aleich achaloshim b'nei odo. So Taisu says, the b'seife, the masnis and the ochir, mapik lei mikro. Shanema kechol agoyim areilim chobeis Yisrael aroi leiv. So the Pasuk says that kechol agoyim areilim. Now how can the Pasuk say such a statement that all goyim are areilim? So we see from the Pasuk that even the nimodike goyim are also areilim. Kol agoyim areilim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So mile, the Pasuk calls them areilim. Don't be listening to Kodar Arelim, so they're in the category of Kohola Yechel Boy. Ve'ein lahakshayis mi ve'kol orul la Yechel Boy. So, Taisvis asks, we have a problem. Kol orul la Yechel Boy, is he going about a Yiddish orul also? Now, we just have a posik that says that Yidin aren't a Reilim. They're in the Meilim. So, how does it go on the Yiddish Ol? On the Yiddish Ol is not allowed to either call them Pesach. That's for sure. Vein lahakshayis, if it call Olu, lo yoichel boy. That's how the Masho explains Tosfos Kashya. Bein lachis de mairi nami bi Yisrael oru, uben adorim choshev lein de meilem. That's the kasha. The ule yitzrach ele le Yisrael. So Taisvus answers, there I have a gilui, that the Pasuk is only speaking about a Yisrael. The Pasuk is not speaking about a goy. So here, this Pasuk is speaking about a Yisrael oru. That's the gilui. So the Kanarim wants to say that the Gili is because it says, Kol oru lo yoichel boi boi eini oichel abo lo yoichel b'matza mora. So Tzich is speaking about a goy, a yid, because, a goy doesn't need matza mora. So that's how, how do I know it's speaking about a yid? This is fakelt von yena posik. So, because the Pasuk says, Boinoichal, Boichal, Bematzamor. The Taisvus HaRosh asks, how do we understand this? He's not an oral. The Pasuk says, Kol Beis Yisrael Ar Leilev. That means the only olus you could have. The Gemara brings a posik. The Mishnah brings a posik. Kol Yisrael Ar Leilev. They're not a reilim. And Kol Goyim a reilim. Kol Goyim a reilim. So the Tais the Rosh says, so how is it going on a Yid? He's not a Noru. So the Tais the Rosh says something very interesting. The Torah is saying that a Yid that's not Gemalit, he should need a Korban Pesach. Loi mishum de ikri orl. He's not an orl. Elo ki ilu hoyok siv kol mi she'enai nimbal lo yoichel boy. It's very interesting, Casey. So this pasuk, you have to learn the pasuk with a grain of salt, not as the shame orl shaboy. Ayid is not an orl. Ayid is not an orl. Now the pasuk tells us that kol she'enai nimbal is, so a Yid could be an Ein Nimo. A Yid can't be an Oro, but it could be an Ein Nimo. Yeah. V'yesh mekoymish, shatana loymed nedorim milishna dekro. The other places that the Tana learns the hilchas nedorim milishna dekro, kain hoche. Over here, that we learn now from the pasuk that a goy is called an oru. Ubereish psachim gabal alu kol kerech v'yer the koma or kamashmul der kechavim oru. That the kechavim which give out oil. And the pasuk is telling us that it's the oil the kechavim oru. Man have kmina l'neidem in oil. It's not a neidem in oil. Also beirin shal kechavim. If we don't know exactly what Lishne de Bnei Odom is, Maishishar Parai mi Lishne de Ko. Aber b'mokim shaloshin Bnei Odom choluk mi Lishne de Ko, if we know klar that the Loshin de Odom is choluk mi Lishne de Ko, b'nei Odom aloichach aloshin Bnei Odom, k'lem perik oimem mishkoli, terai so yad ad aperik, b'nei Odom aloichach aloshin Bnei Odom. He says, if you don't know what the Mashmoyis Haloshen is, then we could be Mabar Milishna Dekro. Al Koponim, we're back to the Kashe, what did Rabbi Kiva do with Toshe B'Sochel? What is Toshe B'Sochel telling us? It can't be telling us that a Goy can eat. I know a Goy can eat, because it's Kolorol O'Yerichel Boy, and he's an Or. Yeah. Ela lasu yeger shamol v'loitova. Now, Toshe B'Sochel is speaking about a ger shamol v'loitova. The cotton shenoylat shehubol k'sava tzarech lahativ mimeno dambris. So these two people, l'chaira, are not areilim. And Toshe B'Sochel is coming to tell us that these two people are not, afapikein, they're not permitted to eat a korban Pesach. And just like to say over the Loshon HaRashbe, it's Mol V'Loi Tovo. So the Rashbe asks him, Kei Hainu Goy? So before Tvila, he's a Goy. V'Av Al Pisha Mol, Areyu Ke'orl. So it's Vaita Shver. If you hold Mol V'Loi Tovo, the Geiris is no good, so he's a Goy. So if he's a Goy, so he's a Noro. So I need a Posek that he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Davuleke arve mol. This is the Rashba's kash. V'lesa. So the Rashba answers, no. The shani hoche, the milose l'shem yadus. No. He's not an oral already. A mile l'shem yadus makes him oisohu. Kol goyim areilim. This was a mile l'shem yadus. V'af al pi sheloi nigmar geirusoi. The geirus wasn't nigmar. Mikomokim hischil, v'nichnas k'tzas b'das Yehudis, she'enei tzorich ela tvile. So this is a partial yid.
A partial yid is lemaise, but he's not an ogel. An ogel is zichana. That means if there was a mila l'shem yadis, he's not an ogel. He's not a complete yid. He's a partial yid. And the posik is asking him as partial yid. That's isa. The posik is asking him as partial yid. That's a new isa. And then there's another isa. There's an isa, a cotton, kshenoyla tshuhumol. You need that tofas dam bris. Also, it would seem, could be, he's not an ogel. That means an ogel liktos nicht. He's neil at your mole. But you need a tofas dam bris. So he's choser a tofas dam bris. So he's also also become Pesach. The Rabbi Lezer, so now we know what Rabbi Kiva does with Toshe Besoch. The Rabbi Lezer, ish, my over late. Now, what does Rabbi Lezer do with ish? Dibrotoyre Koloshim b'nei Odom. Dibrotoyre Koloshim b'nei Odom. He doesn't darshan anything from him. Zog the Gemara weiter. I skipped over the Gemara. So it's a little bit. Rabbi Lezer, the time of the Gersha Mo, the Loi Tov, the Germa, the Yuk, the Conjunal Mo, in Tzorch Lati Menu Dam Bris. Yeah, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, the Cotton, Chanel Mo, so the Rabbi Kiva Cotton, Chanel Mo, Tzorch Lati Menu Dam Bris. So Lezer, Lema Maitlo, also the time, the Homa Bachil, the Gersha Mo, the Loi Tov, the Germa, the Yuk, the Cotton Mo, the Svirle, in Tzorch Lati Menu Dam Bris. Look to Gemara weiter. Boi Rav Chome Barukve Koten Oru Mao Lesoichai B'Shemen Shol Trume. Is one permitted to smear Shemen Shol Trume on a Koten Oru? A Koyin Koten Oru. Ole Shaloi B'Zmano Ma'akve. Now, he's an Oru without a Tzivui of Mila. The vow, there's no mitzvah of mila. Does he have a shame oral? Calls man, there's no mitzvah of mila. Or you know, ma'akve. Or maybe it's not ma'akve. An oralist without a tzibui, lomoloy, so he doesn't have a shame oral. So memeila, he's a koyin, and so you're allowed to be soch shem and shol truma. What does Rashi say? Cotton oral, tashmoine, malo seche shemen shatruma, the kaimlon, the siche kishtiye, nafklom of a tovi, kamayim bekirbe, shemen batsmoisov. There's a psalm, this person speaking by Yom Kippur grad, siche kishtiye. It's a big tumul of siche kishtiye, it's a darais, a darabon, with different psukim, abal kaponim. So that's the shaila. Whatever it is, are you allowed to be soch a koyin cotton? That's an or. Omar abzeire toshma. Eli elo milas schorov b'shas asiye, v'avodov b'shas achila. The pasuk says, himoyloi kol zocho, v'oz yikrav la'asoysoy. So, that's milas schorov. And that's speaking about Shashchit is a Pesach. Himoloi kol zochav ozikrav lasoi, so to be makrav the korban Pesach. Then it says umalta oisoi oz yoichal boi. By Milas Avodov, it's speaking about Achilas a Pesach, that you're only permitted to eat the korban Pesach after your avodim animal. So the Bereise says, Einli elo milas schorov b'shas asiyah. That it's ma'akib v'asiyah, v'avodov b'shas achila. Minayin liten is omo shol zebo zeb, is omo shol zebo zeb. Tamuloyma oz oz l'gzei reshove. Oz yakib lo soy soy, oz yoichol boy. So we make a gzei reshove that avodim pasel b'shas asiyah, and schorim pasel b'shas achila. So the Gemara says like this: Bishloime avodov mashkachas lo. Let me say over the gils of the Malay Roim. Bishloime. So we just now learned that avodim pasel b'shas asiyah. Before nu b'shas achila. Is bishloime avodov mashkachas lo that they pasel b'shas asiyah? This nayu bishas asiye. This is the Mleurim's Gilsa. The less nayu bishas achila. So the kelt. That's what this new limud is coming to tell us. That he possessed an eved bishas asiye. The eved was not around bishas achila. Kigoin, the zovnino, beini. He sold him. He sold the eved. So memele, so out without the gzeira shove, so there's no problem. B'shas achila doesn't possess the eved. He sold the eved 2 hours after chatzos. So b'shas achila doesn't possess an eved that had to be nimel. So that's we need a pasuk to tell me. But asiya is an asiya psula because b'shas asiya he had an eved sheni nimel. Yeah, elos chorov. The isnayu b'shas achila, but now we learned that from Ozos. That's chov the isnayu b'shas achila, isnayu b'shas asiyim. That we just learned out that is a new psul of schorim b'shas achila. They weren't b'shas asiyim. I mean, it was b'shas asiyim, so we know it passes on the gzereshav. So we learn now from the gzereshav that it passes. Schorim passes b'shas asiyim. Eicha mashkaches lo. So you have a posik that there was schorim that were not ma'akiv dasiya, nor ma'akiv dachila. So mashkaches lo lav dishyalid bein asiya lachila. So mistab medas pshat that first he shechted the korban pesach, then it was neilud lo izacho. So this zocho. So now he is a zocho. That's an oru. Now this oral is a day old, and the Gzereshov is telling me that this Zocha will be Ma'akiv the Achila. So you see, there's no mitzvah l'moilus. You see, Ola Shaloi Bizmano is a Teiras Oral. That's the Gemara's Rai. Omar Rove v'tizber alesha kashim. The pasuk says, "Himeloi kol zocha omar rachmone ba'ozik chav la'asoysoi." The pasuk by schorim is doesn't say an oral pasuls. It says you're mechuyev to be mal, and then you're allowed to make the korban pesach. And we learn also that the mechuyev to be mal may not eat the korban pesach. But so we see klar from the posik that the ikuv is only if there's a chiyuv lama loisai. Hima loikol zocha. There's a chiyuv lama loisai. Then if you didn't do this chiyuv, is you're not allowed to be makrib. Aba vahai lav ba mihilu. Izichin, the zichin no chiyuv to be mal a cotton ben yoima. So you are kim to, Afilu he has a din oru. Let's not go into it. Ya oru nit oru, but afilu he has a din oru, but he's zichen not mechuyev lehimoil. So he's not mechuyev to become gemalit, so he's not ma'akiv in achilas ha-pesach. So now we're back to the shaila. So how do we have a case that a zocha was not ma'akiv b'shas, that he is ma'akiv b'shas achila? And for the Gemara, loch by iskina, kegoyin shel chotzosoy cham. That he had fever, Yom Shmini was Erev Pesach. And in Bishas, Asiyas HaPesach, this Zohar had fever. So there's no mitzvah to be malim. So they made a korban Pesach. After the Korban Pesach, Nissan van the Flois, the fever went away. Oh, no, now you can be Malim. So Memele, and he wasn't Malim. Oh, so now there's a din that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach because you have a Zocho that was a Baal Milan, you weren't Malim. So it's a Psul and Dachila. So the Gemara says, B'neisib lei kol shive. I have news for you. If the fever left him, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, so you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach Ruig also, because there's no chiv to be Malim. You have to wait 7 days. And on the 8th day, you're Malim. You have to wait another 7 days. Since he had fever, you have to wait 7 days. Nesim lay kol shive. So the Gemara says, okay, the Yavina lay kol shive, so let's make the story a little different. We'll make the story that he had fever. That means that the 7 days passed by after he had fever. And now, the 8th day, which is Erev Pesach, the fever went away. And then that means from a week ago the fever went away, then we waited 7 days, and now the eighth day, let's say Wednesday the fever went away, Wednesday 2 o'clock in the afternoon the fever went away, and now, it's Wednesday Erev Pesach, so 2 o'clock there's a Chiyuv Mila. And we were makiv the Korban Pesach after Chatzais. So this is only a ikav and the chila, not in the asiyah. So the Gemara says, v'nimelei mitzafre. That means if you need that 7 days have to go by, so there's a chiyuv mila already by Wednesday in the morning. 7 days without fever went by, and another zechiv meal in the morning. So the zechiv meal in the morning, so memela, so how are you allowed to make the Korban Pesach? So why do you need a new limud that achila is possible, the dasi is possible? So the Gemara answers, ba'inan ma'esles. No, that you need 7 days to pass by. In each day is a 24-hour period. So memela, if last Wednesday, 2 o'clock of the afternoon, the fever went away, so we have to wait 7 days till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then this chal lechiyav mila. So lechiyav mila is chal 2 o'clock in the afternoon erev Pesach. They're already makriv the Korban Pesach after chatzais. So memela mitzad milas schoro, there's no ikuv in the asiyah, but there's an ikuv in the achila. Let us see Rashi. Ma'akve mechilas trum ein leila akve bepesach mil schorv shesh loy b'shas asid gamil schorv k'siv al zikh b'la soysoy ein eschit v'gabi bod v'siv al zikh b'oy dafu loy haba loy eved b'shas asiyya v'hoy loy b'shas achil ma'akve min achilas p'ischoy minayin lita in de gabi bonim nam im roi limor b'shas chil v'loy hoy loy b'shas asiyya minayin shema akvoy me achilas p'ischoy Tam loy ma ozos, ozikam lo soysi o zheich alboy. El es chor av dem abina lo bishar sachile, almed loy have bishar sosiyem, eichi domi, lab dis yalad beini beini. So mo se no, elok shechot so se chame, she echoy lo benishrape, benishchalco, benishtalfo mimenu chamo. That the chamo, the fever left him. Veneisev lei kol shive, vi beini u beini itpach, Amai ma'akev lei me'achile, akati le mote zimnei. That means if we amai ma'akev lei me'achile, akati le mote zimnei. The sign will come yem evros to give me body, dat zayin yoim ilay malin, you have to wait 7 days. Tibinele, shekval nishap is a shmeini yonim. V'chal shmini shalim sarav Pesach. V'nim alei mitzafra, v'kivin de mitzafra ba mehilohu, since he could be malim in the morning, ishtakach d'makab lei me'asiyya, v'lam alei kol ribu yeshah sachila. So the Gemara answered, me'eis la'eis, kigoyin, shel chotzosoy chamo, acha chatzoy sayim zeches. Shem, this is the 8th day already, we're going with a me'eis less, and now he became Mechuyev b'mile, and the asiyah was done already before the schiyah was chal. V'otoni, so the Gemara asks, V'otoni ludo, Shem Chocham, Yoim havrosoi ki yoim hivoldoi. That ludo said that the
the day that he becomes healthy is the same halachas like the day that he's born. That you wait 7 days, and the eighth day you mal him. My love, so Ludo said, it was medame yom avlos yom hivoldoi. My love, my yom hivoldoi lo be'inim me'islais. Just like by yom hivoldoi, you don't need a me'islais. Av yom avlos lo be'inim me'islais. So the Gemara says, "Loi odif yom havro osai mi yom hivoldi." No, the day that he gets healthy is better than yom hivoldi. Dilu yom hivoldi lebinim eisles. Well, yom havro sebinim eisles. That means Ladoa said that just like you have to wait 8 days from yom hivoldi, you have to wait 8 days from yom havro. But there's a difference. Half a cheshbon, 8 days. If cheshbon is less, that he didn't go into. We just said that the 8 days you have to wait, an 8 day span has to come about before you can make a milah. But how you cheshbon the 8 days, I didn't speak about that, that's a different. So Baruch Hashem, so we have a teretz. So now we understand that the pasuk is speaking about the chatzosei chame, after chatzos. So b'shas asiye there was no chiyuv mila. So abakaponim, but since the chiyuv mila was chal kaidem alayla, so there's now a chiyuv mila on him. And if you want mouse, you not eat the golden pesach. Let us see Rashi. Yom avrosik yom yivoldei. So echlahamtim shmeini yonim. My love hochi koma. My yom yivoldei. Loi beina meisles, av yem avro, le boi meisles. Loi, odev yem avro, say, vahode tonne li do yem avro, ski me vode, oas la shmina. Shetzoch lahamtim ad yem shmini. He's just coming to tell us, you have to wait till the eighth day. But exactly what time of the eighth day, he didn't go into that. Rapopo omar, ki goin de koiv loi eine li yinuke. Rapopo said, I'll tell you a different case. Speaking about that he had pain, his eye was hurting him the eighth day. And after the omak of the korban pesach, the pain went away. So memela so bishasa siyas ha pesach, there was no mitzvah of mila. And because his eye was hurting him, and afterwards when the pain went away, now was chala mitzvah mila. By ke'ev, by pain, there is no din of choyli. Doesn't have a din of a choyli that you have to wait 7 days. As soon as the pain goes away, I'm not speaking about a psachayla sheyesh bei sakona, that's some pain. Tachsim Edemiri says the pain perhaps could bring, if you make a mila when he has pain, that could bring to a sakone. But Basher Hushom is not a choyli. But you're not allowed to be mal, cause man, the tinnik has pain. So the minute the pain goes away, it's chal the chi of mila. Let us see Rashi. The koiv le'eni li nukiv itzfach, bein asi elachila, bein neistim shivishom, elomisho chotso sechama. Rava Oma, kegoin sho ye'ovi ve'imoy chabushim beveis asurim. Rava says, I'll tell you another case, that it was ovi ve'imoy chabushim beveis asurim. And, b'shas asiyas ha'pesach. How did they make the korban pesach? They made a shliach to make the korban pesach. They were chabushim beveis asurim. Since they were chabushim beveis asurim, So you can't say himalei kozocha. They were anusim. They couldn't be malim. So therefore, bishas lasiyas ha-pesach, there was no ikur. Then after lasiyas ha-pesach, they were let free. From the mele, so now they should be malim al kaponim. They weren't mals from the mele, so this will be ma'akev the achila. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Chavushim b'shas asiyah.
ומצווס מילה מוטלס עליה, ולא יעלחיה. והם אינם יחילם לעסיס אס פסחון, ושוחד שלוחן עליה. והשמינן קרו, שאם יוצאו בשעס אכילה, חייל לא זמין בשעס אכילה, מין זה חייל, זה רשש, אז אולי קיב לזמין בבית יוין, אז מילס בנוי מעקבוסק. Now, this is a very difficult Rashi. There's many things we can learn from this Rashi. Rashi says, that b'shas asiyah, the Gemara says, ha-ya'ovi ve'imoi beveis asurim. Chabushim beveis asurim. So we have here a problem. Why do you have to bring the mother and the beis asurim also? The chayre mitzvah smila is on the father. So, l'chayre, the father was beveis asurim. This is a kasha that Rishonim ask. Rishonim ask this kasha. So the Erzerua, in the beginning of Hilchas Mila says, Loi bibnei she'em chayeves, Ela de'ilu loi haves beveis asurim, haves iim olay. That means that if she wouldn't be in the beis asurim, so this would never come about. He would zicha binimu. The mother would have been malhim. So we would never have such a case. So that's why we have to put the mother in the beis asurim also. And the Zerua brings, we see a lot of times that the Gemara, we were Meir attack and we learned the Gemara Bo Yevimtoi, that women came and they told they were mal, the first child, the second child. If the husband wasn't around, they were mal. That the Mechuyev to be mal. But the Erzerua says, Udeleike Perish Rashi. Rashi does not say this. Rashi says, Shepirish HaMitzveh Muteles Aleihem. The mitzvah is mutel on both of them. Now this is very mechudishtik. Since when do we have a mitzvah smila on the aim? Says, I'm very mechudishtik in Marsho. The Marsho says that what the Gemara says in Kedushin, that mitzvah smila is on the ov and not on the aim, that's mitzvah smila. But als kolben Pesach, there's a mitzvah smila that himaloi kol zocho, that's a numachayev. So on that, an issue that brings a kolben Pesach is mechuyev lomoil the son, or she's mechuyev lomoil davodim. So memele, this is a new mechayev. And this mechayev, noshim are also mechayev. That's what the Marsha says. Amor yodik yachidish. Let's go a little further. B'shasas hi umitzvus mila mutelas aleihem. V'loy al acheirem. And it's not mutel on anyone else. Now there's a merdike tashbats I saw. Tashbats says in Chayla Gimel, Saif Simen Ches, Ba'afal pi she'omru she'mitzveh al ha'ov, the mitzveh is al ha'ov, ve'im lo'y mol oisai oviv hi mitzveh al ha'besten, hani milik she'ein oviv kan. A merdike tashbats. The whole mitzvah on Beznib, this the father is not around. Avok she'oviv kan a mitzvah zu mutelas ala Bezn. Shrei omru, shim oviv ho yechovush beveis ha'surim, shein ha'ben nimol b'yoim ches, u'peirish rashi shein mitzvah zu mutelas ala cherem. So the Tashbats brings down this Rashi. That means Rashi had a Zaitik Yekashe. I mean, what happened over here? Then Beveis Asurim. So it's Yom Shmini. So what happens? Nothing happens. Amir Adike Tashbats. is medayik from this Rashi that the whole mitzvah of Bezdin is only when the Ov is not around. The Ov is around, even he's unable to be mal. He can't be mal. I once wanted to bring a raya from this Tashbatz to Fa'emfa Mogen Avrom. Mogen Avrom, in the beginning of Hilchis Pesach, Klal Zashayla, what is the din if a person, if Reuven is Boydik Shimon's house, if Reuven makes a broche, what's the Shayla? The Shayla is as follows, that the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz is not on Reuven. It's Shimon's house. Now Reuven's doing the Maisa mitzvah. Can Reuven, he doesn't have a kiyam a mitzvah either. He doesn't have a kiyam a mitzvah. The mitzvah is of, the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz, Tashbisu Sermi Boteichem is on the Baal Abai. It's not on him. So the Mogen Avrom Klaus Hashayel, does he make a broche? He's doing a Maisa mitzvah without a kiyam a mitzvah. Does he make a broche? So the Mogen Avrom brings a raya. Look, the Moyel makes a broche also. It's not his mitzvah, it's not his son, it's Yanim's son. The Moyel makes a broche. You see, make a broche in a Maisa mitzvah. So the Dogum of Ova says, a raya from the Moyel. The Moyel makes a broche als Bezden. Yo, it's his mitzvah. So you don't, there's no raya from Mila. That's the Dogum of Ova's kasha and the Mogen Avrom. But l'chayre, the way the Tashbat says over here, we have a medical Tashbat, there's no mitzvah bezen. Kozman, the father's around, even though the father can't be mal, but there's no mitzvah bezen. Their mitzvah comes about all, but there's no father here. The father, I mean, it's meredik, I mean, the father's here, so finished. We have nothing to do with it. Meredik and Tashbat. Shayim b'chudishtik. There's no mitzvah bezn. So could be the Mogen Avrom learned like the Tashbats. Some of them say they don't have a mitzvah and they still make a broch. It is another ha'ore here on Rashi. L'chei they could have made a shliach. The Miri asked this kashe and the Ochaner asked the kashe. And the Miri says, we see from this Gemara, even though they could have made a shliach, but it's not ma'akiv dasiya. Since they themselves couldn't be mal, it's not ma'akiv dasiya. That's what the Miri says, even though they could have made a shliach. It's called they couldn't have been mal. The Ochaner wants to say they didn't want to make a shliach. Mitzvahs boy yaisem bishluchai. They didn't want to make a shliach. So fakert, I'm hoping I'll get out of prison before Pesach. You see, the Taka got out of prison before Pesach. So memela. So fakert, they're not mechuyev to make a shliach. They let them wait. And with that, he says pshat in Rashi. The Lashon of Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, Chavushim b'shas asiye, u'mitzvus mila motelas aleim, v'lo yal acherim, v'heim einam yecheilem lasis es pischon, v'shochat shlucham aleim. So, how, Chere Rashi is talking about the mila. Rashi said, v'heim einam yecheilem lomol es benon. How did this come in over? Hey man, the psalm of a sudden Rashi wakes up. What's with the Korban Pesach? Oh, that's a problem. They can't make the Korban Pesach. They made a shlich to make the Korban Pesach. I mean, how does this come in into the what we're speaking about? I mean, that we have a problem over here about the Korban Pesach. So the Ochaner wants to say that Fakert, why didn't they make a shliach on the mila? So he said, because mitzvahs by yisemi b'shlucha, they're not mechuyev. We don't want to make a shlich on the mila. We want to do the mila ourselves. Mitzvahs by yisemi b'shlucha. So l'chayre, So Rashi wants to differentiate between the meal of the Korban Pesach. So he said, the Korban Pesach, you can't wait. It has to be done in a certain time. They can't gamble. They can't gamble with the Korban Pesach. The Heimen Yechon Lassi says, Pischon, they can't make the Korban Pesach. They knew they can't get out Pishash Shchitas HaPesach. Vishochat Shluchan Alei. So the Shliach shechted for them. So therefore, on the Korban Pesach, there was no Inyan Mitzvahs Bo Yesem Bishlucha. They knew they can't make the Korban Pesach. So that they made a Shliach. But on the Mila, they were still hoping later they'd be able to make a Mila. Yishmini Koshim Yotza B'Shas Achila, L'chad Islav Dav K'Shas Achila, is Mitz Mila's Mnoi Makvos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Kahane, Bereider am Nechem Yomak going tumtum shenikcha v'nim zu zocha beini ubeini. It's the case is that it wasn't ma'akir b'shas asiyah, ma'akir b'shas achila, it was a tumtum b'shas asiyah. And he was nikra after the asiyah. Shenikcha v'nim zu zocha beini ubeini. So memele als Als Tassiyah, B'Shas Tassiyah, there was no Chiyav Milah. And the Chiyav Milah was Chal after Tassiyah, so it's telling us that it's Ma'akev, the Achila. Rav Shreb Ya'ima, Kegain Shahaytzi, Roishoy, Chutz Lepoizder. And speaking about that the Zocho was Haytzi, Roishoy, Chutz Lepoizder, so big tumor the Marei Misodim says this need to be done. Machlokes Harishayim if Chutz LePoizder means Mamish Labi Ha'olam or speak of Chutz LePoizder is the Bayis Hachitzay. But Al Koponim, wherever this is, it has a Teiris Yolod. Now the Itzoyis Roish Chutz LePoizder was 8 days before Erev Pesach. So it was born 8 days before Pesach. Lochere de Rehitas Hadvorim Utsim. And this matzav remained all 8 days. He didn't progress further. There was no progression. Was Haitzi Roisha Chutz LePoizder. He's a Yolud. If it's a Heitz, a Shiv, a Ismanish, a Mokaponim, it's Haitzi Roisha Chutz LePoizder. After they were Makriv de Korban Pesach, Mazel Tov. Baruch Hashem. The child was born. The child was born, Azochen, I have to make a bris. So I'll upon him. So that's what the Posik is telling us. The Posik is telling us that and the Asiyas HaPesach was only Haitzi Roishi Chutz LePoizder. So it's not Ma'akiv, the Asiyah, but afterwards it became was Yotza Legamri, so now there's Achiyav Mile, And it's Ma'akiv in the Achilles HaPesach. Yeah. Frag the Gemara in Lomdes, this is terrific. So he's a Yolod, and he's not a Roy Limo. But the Gemara fragt, or Michai, but there is a practical Shiloh over here. Is this Shayach to be? That a child should live 8 days? By Haitzi Raitzi Chutz LePoizder, Vosanya Kivin Sheyotza La'avir Ha'ilom, Niftach HaSosum, V'nista Ma'posuach, that as soon as a child is Yaitzi La'avir Ha'ilom, Niftach HaSosum, V'nista Ma'posuach, Shilmolei Kain Ein Yochel Lichyos, Afilu Sha'achas. So what happened? Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, "Kegoyin shoyitzi vlad roishi chutz lepoizde ukva ovru shiva shomi meishai tavlei vlad." So b'shas itzos roishi zavlad. The kaim lo mesachas nide yotzo roishi reyu kiyolut. V'hashte bein asiyah lachila yotz haguf. Tavlei zman mile nats man mile. So the Gemara asks, "Usanye b'mapelas meseches nide piv sosum the taburei pasuach." That calls man is before the lady,
So the pivis osim betabure pasuch bekiven sheyotza lavir ha'ilom. Iftach hasosum piv v'nistam ha'pasuach taburay. So what does the Gemara say further? She ulmolay. If it wouldn't be like this, en yochel lichyos mishum de lo yonik, because he can't be yonik. So the Gemara's kasha is, so I says the Baraisa says the sustenance from the mother took the tabur. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, the sustenance that the uber gets from the mother ended already with the lady, and now it's niftach hasosum that he should be able to be yainik. And perhaps we'll appreciate dashi shita isn't needed, that chutz l'poizda is in the base hachitzain. So that means it still didn't go out from the guf ha'aim. It's in the base hachitzain. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, so how is this child living? This child is only living from, that means there's no food coming from the mother, and he can't be yoinik. He's in the base hachitzain, he can't be yoinik. So how is he going to live for 8 days? That's from the Gemara's kasha. And yochelichis mishum d'loyonik. So the Gemara says, "Ochi b'mayiskinen ki goin d'zon say ishte," that he's being nizen from the fever. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if a person has fever, doesn't have an appetite, the fever alone is. If a person has fever, he doesn't need mezainis. So the Gemara says, "Ishte the man." Who had fever over here? Ilayme ishte the day that this child had fever. Yoche kol shiva boy. So then it's no good. As soon as he's born, he had fever. You have to wait 7 days. I mean, if the child had fever, yeah, I asked the child. He was born. This child was born 8 days before Erev Pesach. He's in the Beis Achitzein. And, he's in the Beis Achitzein. He's not eating. So he's existing. So you tell me he had fever. You don't have, if you have fever, it's not necessary. Food is not essential. So fine. So good. So he's alive Erev Pesach. Now he just got born, but he had fever the whole time, and that's what he didn't have to eat. Now I have to wait 7 days in order to make a bris. So Memela, so Baitel, but he's not Ma'akev B'Shas Tachilo, so there's no Chiyav Mila now. Ela Dezon Sei Ishte De'ime. No, the fever of the mother, that's amazing him. He didn't have fever, she had fever. And somehow, finding himself, he's still beguf imoy. According to Rashi, it's very good, Achsachmeh. He's still beguf imoy. So that fever, that heat, it's not his own heat. It's the heat of the mother somehow is amazing. Then the Gemara says another teretz. We boy is saying, "Ahani milheicha deloy moy." What does Rashi say? Rashi says, let us see Rashi, the zon se ishta achayli zon es achayli. Inei me ishta didei, shechastoi chamoch, sheyotza chotzosoi. Kol shiva boyem tuni, mi sheyotza, tamor in yem avrosi, kem I volda, you need 7 days. So it's very unclear. So what's the parrot? He's screaming. So what is good geworden? So the Marei Meisade in Masechtas needed that Membezam at Beis wants to say, and the Gemara is Chayza now.
But the Gemara, till now the Gemara learned that the problem is the food. That's what Rashi said. The problem is the food that, ain't the yochalichis a filo sha'achas, cause he needs food. And that the Gemara said, this fever, the mother has fever, so mamela. So now the Gemara says, no, there's another problem. The problem isn't the food. The problem is the breathing. So if he's screaming, so mamela, so, I mean, the Baraisa said, k'sheyotza la'avir ha'ilom, if it won't be niftach ha'asosum, so the problem is the oxygen, the breathing, the avir is the problem. So the Gemara says, so if he screams, there's no problem. That means so his lungs fill up with the screaming. Let us see Tosfos. Tosfos had a different girsa. B'boy yisayme, hanimili heiche deloy me'ure. That what we said, that after later, it's nistam. It's niftach it's nistam aposuach. So memele can't get food from the mother. Heiche deloy me'ure, perish ha'tabar eine me'ure lim. It's not mechubah to the mother. Ava me'ure, but if there's a chibur gomor mestam, it's still noch v'bei sachitz, noch v'bei, ava me'ure michye chaye, mima she'imo yaycheles, and memela, so there's no problem of how we can live.